course, then the interest is paid.
Because of that board?
Everybody else you're waiting for. Okay, we'll go ahead and call the meeting to order. First up on the agenda is approval of the minutes from last meeting. Motion for approval, if anybody, if everybody's had a chance to look at the minutes. Motion is second.
Second.
All in favor of approving the minutes from last meeting, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion passes. Next up, we've got old business, a project update from Pam.
For the City of Evansville project, Covert Avenue Road Diet, the final categorical exclusion document was submitted to NDOT on January 5th, 2018. Walnut Street, it's a new project that we're adding to our project update. The project extends from Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard to Van Avenue and includes the construction of a multi-use path along the north side of the corridor, green infrastructure facilities, major rehab of the pavement, and reallocation of the existing roadway width to improve safety and capacity. The request for proposals for a consulting firm to do preliminary engineering and right-of-way phases has been posted on the NDOT website, and responses from interested consulting firms are due January 24th. Weinbach Avenue Road Diet Project, 34 parcels have been secured, and the construction inspection contract has been executed. That project is currently scheduled for July of letting of this year. Pigeon Creek Greenway Project High Rail Corridor, the construction inspection contract has been executed, and that project is on a January 18th letting. Vanderburgh County Project, Green River Road, 50 parcels are secured. Wark County Bell Road Project, the environmental document received approval, and a request for funds for right-of-way activities was submitted to NDOT for processing. And Kentucky Transportation Cabinet Projects, U.S. Highway 60, Spotsville Bridge, the project has moved into the right-of-way and utility coordination phases of development.
If I have any questions about any of the projects? If not, we'll move on to the next item on the agenda, which is Laura with 2018 safety target setting recommendation.
So we brought this to you last month as a draft, but for those who weren't here that last meeting, and to get the specifics into the record, I'm going to kind of repeat myself here. With the FAST Act transportation bill and subsequent federal rulemaking, the MPO is required to set targets for 5 performance measures related to safety. Those measures are number of fatalities, rate of fatalities, number of serious injuries, rate of serious injuries, and number of non-motorized fatalities and serious injuries. Federal regulations require state DOTs to establish and report annual targets for each of these 5 performance measures by August 31st of each year. This has been done by both NDOT and KYTC. MPOs are now required to either adopt and support their DOT statewide targets or set their own targets specific to their areas by February 27th. At the December 7th meeting, the MPO staff recommended the adoption and support of the statewide targets for both state DOTs. The MPO accepted comments through January 3rd on this recommendation. No comments were received. With final board approval, the MPO will submit a letter of support to NDOT KYTC, and the MTP 2040 and the 2018-2021 TIP will be modified to reflect the adopted safety measures and targets as required. Does anybody have any questions about that?
Just one for, with the rate of fatalities and the rate of serious injuries per 100 million vehicle miles, do you extrapolate that out? Is that you project what that's going to be, or is that something that's based on historical data?
Well, it is based on historical data, but they do project.
They project, mm-hmm. Okay.
And so it's a 5-year rolling average, and then they project.
Okay. Thank you.
So any other questions? Is there a motion to approve?
So moved.
motion, or make it second. All in favor of approval, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next up, we have the Title VI implementation plan, and that will be Matt.
Copy of the draft plan here. Last month, I brought before you a copy of the draft and let you know that there was a public comment period, which ran from November 27th through December 27th. We heard no public comment, except for KYTC Office of Civil Rights had reviewed it and made a couple suggestions, which we have included and will be in the final version. The plan goes through all of the requirements that we must follow in order to follow the regulations for Title VI. And it also identifies how the public can file a complaint if they feel like their rights have been violated. So at this time, I'll take any questions, but we are looking for your approval now for this document.
Make the motion for approval.
Motion.
Second. Pardon me, second.
All in favor of approval of plan, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion passes. Next up, new business, 2018 Title VI goals and accomplishments, and that's also Matt.
All right, so we're already updating this plan that we just adopted. We're required annually to come up with a list of accomplishments and goals and put a report together annually. And so on the back, you can see the Title VI accomplishments we had completed in 2017, primarily a lot of attending conferences and online training and training the staff in the office. At the bottom, the last bullet list, we received no Title VI or ADA complaints for 2017. And below that is the 2018 goals, which are very similar. Continue to go to conferences and be updated on trainings and different things. So this will be added to the appendices of the Title VI plan, and we'll continue to do that at the beginning of each year. I'm also asking for your approval to approve the goals and accomplishments report and add it into the appendices of the Title VI plan.
I'll make a motion.
A motion?
Second.
All in favor of approval, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion passes. Next up, we've got the draft section 5310 program management plan, and that's Matt again.
All right, we've got another plan we have updated as well, and this is related to the section 5310 program from FTA. This is the program that helps provide funding to the nonprofits and to Mets and Heart for their paratransit services. There were a few items that the FTA has updated, so we've updated the plan, but it basically goes through all the requirements and policies that we must follow, as well as the nonprofits, in order for them to be eligible for this funding. At this point, it's a draft. A public comment period started on January 2nd, and we will run that through February 1st. It's also available online if anybody wants to look at it. I've also sent it to our nonprofits for their review. And we'll ask for your approval of this document in February if we don't have any major issues or comments for the public. So, no vote there, just information.
Thanks, Matt. Next up, we've got DIP amendments and credit amendments.
Yep, we have three amendments to the TIP this month. Each of these were out for public review and comment from December 27th through yesterday. No comments were received on them. The first was from KYTC on the group project, which allows individual projects that are not individually identified to be amended into the TIP as modifications rather than added in as amendments for future projects. They're adding a bridge maintenance projects category to that listing of group projects. Well strip costs $100,000 in each year, although the projects will be individually funded when they come in as modifications. and revising that project's list, which is in Table 10, to include bridge maintenance activities. The next is the NDOT requested amendment for US 41. This is the continuing inspection of the Ohio River Bridge, northbound and southbound the Vietnam Gold Star Memorial Bridges. State bridge inspection and two dozen numbers there, adding a project for PE in fiscal 2021. And you see the cost there, that's an 80-20 match on that between federal and state funding. The last was the Walnut Street project requested by the city of Evansville that Pam spoke about in his project update earlier, adding the road reconstruction and multimodal corridor from Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard to Van Avenue. For preliminary engineering in fiscal 18 and 19 and construction in fiscal 21, 500,000 in PE in 18, 400,000, I'm sorry, 800,000 PE in fiscal 19, and approximately $7.6 million in construction funding is the estimate at this point in fiscal 21. And each of those are federally funded, 80-20 is what we'd anticipate at this point on that project. Questions? I have a request for approval.
So moved.
The motion, is there a second?
Okay.
All in favor of approval of TIP amendments, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion passes. Next up on the agenda, we have other business. If there's any other business that needs to be discussed today. Hearing none, are there any public comments? No public comments, there's a motion for adjournment.
So moved.
We are adjourned. Thanks, everybody.